A scout's eye is more instinctual, and they're looking for what we call critical factors, their athletic ability, their strength, their play speed. A lot of times they say stuff that cannot be coached, you know. So the other part of the scout's eye is that they got to find those factors, and if they're coachable players and if they're receptive to take coaching, so when we give them to the coaches, then they'll be good ramps for them, you know, and be successful. But I think a scout's eye in general of identifying those factors, I think it's instincts. And I think that's developed over time from a young scout to the more you do it, the better your eye gets, the better your instincts get.
I would say with a scout's eye, you want to look at the potential. You know, you look at what the projection is with this guy. Because a lot of these guys come in, they come from offenses that aren't as traditional as some of the offenses in the NFL. So you get the chance to project these guys. You know, that's the biggest thing is about the scout's eye. And then on top of that, you want to get a chance to fill them out and see what their personality is about. See how they fit into your organization. See how they fit into the locker room. See how they fit into your scheme.
I think when you really look at a scout, I think it's important to do a lot of background, understand, you know, what are these players about, you know, what makes them tick, and then being able to evaluate and be firm in terms of what we're looking for with each specific position. I've always respected those guys that are very firm in their opinions. You know, I look at Les and his ability to evaluate players, do his due diligence, both studying the tape and knowing about their background. I think that's why he's at the position that he's at, and it seems like he's surrounded himself with a lot of guys like that. So that's why you feel fortunate with our coaching staff and our personnel staff in collaboration, you know, finding the best players for our roster.
If you're not passionate about football, then you're not going to make it as a scout. If that passion doesn't burn inside you and you want to find those guys at the ground root level and then find good Rams to help us win games and win championships and see them develop 2-3 years down the road, be like, you know what, that's the guy I thought I was going to be. But you got to have that passion inside of you.